This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. A recent report from the United Health Foundation says Georgia's obesity rate for seniors 65 and older is slightly higher than the national average. And that report suggests it may climb even more over the next two decades. GPB's Sean Powers explores what that could mean for nursing homes in our state.
Today's middle-aged Americans will get more unhealthy over the next 14 years and costly to the healthcare system. I'm talking about you, baby boomers.
Just a minute, partner. You can't talk to me like that. Them's fighting words.
Take it easy, take it easy. I'm not making this up. Rhonda Randall of the United Health Foundation predicts that by 2030, we'll see a 55% increase in diabetes and a 25% increase in obesity for middle-aged Americans who by then will be at least 65 years old.
In the past, it had been our senior years were the time that we were worried that we were most vulnerable to develop chronic diseases. And now we've put ourselves in a situation as a nation where we're turning 65 already sick with chronic diseases.
Nursing homes will be hit hard, says Harvard Medical School professor David Grabowski. That's especially true in the South, where rates of obesity and chronic illness are already high. But Grabowski says these nursing homes have a great deal of leeway over which residents they'll admit for care.
As you can imagine, what often dictates whether or not a nursing home resident is admitted is how costly they're going to be for the nursing home.
Grabowski says obese or bariatric patients are more costly because they need specialized equipment like motorized lifts, larger wheelchairs and beds, and longer needles.
This kind of equipment would need to be acquired by the nursing home and paid for out of the nursing home's bottom line. This wouldn't be covered by Medicaid or Medicare. Finally, think about something as simple as supplies. Routine supplies that this nursing home uses every day, surgical dressing gowns, diapers, syringe needles. All of this would need to be larger relative to what's typically used in a nursing home population.
Grabowski says there are also structural improvements needed to make nursing home buildings more accessible for people. But he says when it comes to this population, there's an even greater expense not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. Extra staffing. Nursing home administrator Sherry Underwood says that's on her mind where she works at Fairburn Healthcare Center in Fulton County, about 40 minutes outside of Atlanta.
You got to worry about, be sure they're trained, know how to lift, have enough people. And a lot of times they're just afraid to try to work with these heavier patients. We don't get any more reimbursement for it.
Underwood says her nursing home can take residents that are up to 800 pounds, which is unusual for any nursing facility in the state. She recalls taking in a resident that size who traveled a couple of hours from her home in South Georgia.
Most of the time, or in case of the 800 pound that we had, they actually had to just put her on a mat on the floor of the ambulance. You know, it was very hard on her to make that trip.
That's because there weren't other facilities around that could accommodate someone that heavy. Most nursing homes around the state can't manage anywhere near 800 pounds. Twin Fountains Home is a nursing home in Troup County, near the Alabama border. Administrator Mary Jane Cleveland says their weight limit is
350, 360 pounds that are referred, and they are difficult to manage. We've had referrals that we've had to turn away.
And where do they go then?
I really do not know. I don't know who just takes care of the bariatric population, if there is a facility that actually caters to that or not.
I asked Melanie McNeil that same question. She's the state's long-term care ombudsman, and she admits in some cases, overweight and elderly people in Georgia may have to start traveling a long way to find a nursing home that can help them. But McNeil says one place they shouldn't end up long-term is in a hospital.
We know that there are lots of infections and other things that happen in hospitals, not to mention the fact that hospitals really aren't home. And for residents of nursing homes, if they're residents, and a lot of them are, this is their home.
But hospitals may offer a solution, as Georgia and other states prepare for the rise in overweight seniors, says Harvard's David Grabowski.
I think that's one of the ways out of this box, downstream is that hospitals may begin to invest in bariatric units within nursing homes, helping to defray the costs of building these units, only so that these hospitals can then discharge their patients from the high-cost hospital setting to the still fairly high-cost but at least lower-cost skilled nursing and long-stay nursing home setting.
A possible saving grace as nursing homes review whether to make bariatric care part of their mission. For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.